Finance. Today is June 11, 2015. The time is 8:25 a.m. With me this morning, Senator Dunleavy, Senator Bishop, Vice Chairman Michicki, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, and Co-Chairman Kelly.
Good morning.
And myself, Senator McKinnon. Before us this morning is a Senate CS for the CS for House Bill Number 44, Finance. We have three amendments incorporated into the bill. We had two on hold from yesterday. And I will start with amendment number four. Senator Olson, that was a discussion that we were having. On the deletion of section 14.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
3-3. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. What section 4 requires a second physical exam for teachers that are out throughout the state of Alaska to be involved in this with this issue. They are all required to have a physical exam, and so what this does is eliminates the confusion that's out there as to taking a second physical exam, and so that's why I was advocating to just go ahead and delete it, stop the confusion.
There is an objection on amendment number four. I'll maintain my objection, and we'll do a roll call vote on amendment number four. Here.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Michicki?
Yes.
Senator Olson?
Yes.
Senator McKinnon?
No.
Senator Bishop?
Yes.
Senator Dunleavy?
Yes.
Senator Kelly?
No.
Five yeas, two nays.
That amendment passes.
Madam Chair, at ease.
At ease. Amendment number five, Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment five.
Senator Michicki, could you restate amendment number five? It's a conceptual amendment number five.
Yes, ma'am. I move that sections four, which is the student surveys, and sections 20 and 22 of version F, and sections 21 and 23, as adopted in amendment number 3, have an effective date of June 30th, 2017, and I can explain if you'd like.
I'll object. The objection is maintained. Senator Michicki.
Madam Chair, we have some concerns from districts on just understanding the impact on the student survey documentation, and as well with the other section is the volunteer training and mandatory reporting. Putting this off for 2 years just gives us some time to evaluate those impacts.
Thank you, Senator Michicki. I'll maintain my objection for a moment. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak to the conceptual amendment number five? If I could ask for the committee's indulgence, section 22 related to volunteers is an amendment that I advanced into this bill. And this bill is important to many people across Alaska and valuable. But there are other families that are struggling with things that they have faced too. And the issue of volunteers in the schools has been an issue that a family that has been communicating with our office for going on 2 years now. And that family had a coach that from their perspective, I do not know all of the legal ramifications here. That coach did not report that their child on a field trip away from their hometown was raped. And that rape was never acknowledged to that parent. That coach never acknowledged it. None of those parent volunteers that may have known acknowledged it. And that child committed suicide 15 years later. So I encourage a yes vote and withdraw my objection. Amendment number 6.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move amendment number 6, also a conceptual amendment. I move that section 20, that we delay the implementation of section 23 from 1 year from the effective date of this bill until June 30th, 2016. And I can explain.
I'll object for purposes of discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a concern in rural Alaska. This puts off implementation for 1 year, and it continues to allow access to the Alaska Performance Scholarships so that they can take, rural Alaskans can take the required ACT, SAT, or work case tests until we fully understand the impacts of that change as well.
Any comments?
Madam Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I fully agree with this. I think that at this point, to go ahead and allow the rural schools to continue to have these college entrance exams is a service to them. Otherwise, they've got to go ahead and go to the hub communities for taking these tests, and which is a disadvantage because many of these students have to fly or take other surface transportation, such as snow machines, to get there. And so I certainly encourage a yes vote on this amendment.
I'll withdraw my objections. Is there any? Senator Dunleavy.
Just a quick comment. The purpose for this was a bill that was passed in the House, portions of this by Representative Gaddis, brought forth by her. And just for the public, it was a brand new law that went into place last year with the omnibus bill. About $500,000 was put forth for the purpose of taking the ACT, the SAT, or work keys as a condition for graduation, not as a condition to go through the process or go through grades. And it was felt by Representative Gaddis, in which I concurred, that brand new program, $500,000, 1 year, if we're going to be going through budgetary issues and cost cutting, that this might be a program to actually reduce. The reason it was put in this bill in RCS was the thought was that money could be used to actually help with the training and help support the main components of the bill. We had some issues of trying to figure out how to come up with funding for school districts. This was viewed as a possible way of doing that. So I just want to let that put that on the public record.
Thank you, Mr. Donnelly. Any further comments? I'll remove my objection on conceptual amendment number 6. Conceptual amendment number 7. I move conceptual amendment number 7 that proposes on page 13 of the F version, line 8, through 10 to be deleted. If I could have an objection.
You repeat that, please.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. On page 13, I move to delete lines 8 through 10. We have an objection. Members of the committee, I had an email from Commissioner Hanley that advised me that the task force would cost money in some way. It was never our intent, as we called people together to discuss the issue of curriculum development and recommendations for standardization of that curriculum, to incur per diem costs. If people want to participate, they may participate. They can participate by phone. But the state of Alaska is in a position that we do not need to be flying people back and forth to accomplish this purpose. And so if people choose not to participate because they're not having per diem, I'm okay with that because this is advisory and a recommendation. And so the people that are listed here have the ability to participate, and I do not believe that they will not participate because per diem is not an option here. I certainly am not. If there's a challenge for someone to participate, I am a finance co-chair. I have a budget. If they'd like to talk to me about that, I'd be happy to consider that, but I do not want to burden the Department of Education with having to try to fund travel or per diem to accomplish a task because of the process that we're using to accomplish this goal. Is there any further comments?
I remove my objection, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Conceptual amendment number 7 passes. Is there any further amendments to the CS for the CS for House Bill number 44, Finance? Senator Machicki. Senator Colleen, I have a motion. Oh, excuse me. Senator Machicki, would you like to cover fiscal notes?
Yes, Madam Chair. Fiscal note number 1. I'm sorry, I have only fiscal note number 2 and 3.
Here's number 1.
Fiscal note number 1 is Department of Education and Early Development. The appropriation is teaching and learning support. The allocation is student and school achievement. OMB component number is 2796. There is zero fiscal note from FY16 to FY21 with no supplemental and no capital.
Mr. Chicky, could we hold for just a moment?
Yes.
Brief at ease. Senator Machicki.
Yeah, Madam Chair, the costs will reside with the school districts. Obviously, we hope that cost is very minor, and it's on fiscal note number 1, and we do have some sponsorship, outside sponsorship from child advocate organizations to help with some of that cost. Fiscal note number 2 is the Department of Education Early Development, Teaching and Learning Support, Student and School Achievement, and the OMB component number is 2796. The elimination of the testing is negative fiscal note for FY16 through FY21 of approximately $525,000. These costs will change. We delayed the implementation by 1 year, and this will change, but we'll get updated fiscal notes to the committee. Fiscal note number 3 is Department of Health and Social Services. Appropriation is public health. Allocation is women, children, and family health. And the OMB component number is 2788. There's a zero fiscal note from FY16 through FY21 and no supplemental, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Machicki. Members of the committee, I would ask for your support for a fiscal note that contains $10,000. It's a good faith effort towards those in our communities across Alaska that are have pledged, at least to this point verbally, that they would provide other dollars available to the state to help implement the curriculum specifically for sexual assault and domestic violence training, as well as for dating violence training. So my understanding is that currently we have a $25,000 proposal that's moving through the Alaska Children's Trust, and that there may be additional donations or budgets from other organizations. And I believe that the state was able to create training modules electronically for people to access for suicide prevention. We did that with $30,000. So develop curriculum for suicide prevention, and this committee has been supportive of that. In the past, $10,000 is short of what they will need, but we believe that we have pledged the money that will fill the rest of that gap. Is there any objections to that $10,000 fiscal note being incorporated? Seeing and hearing none, I just wanted to make sure the public knew that it was my intent at least to provide some state support for this. There has not been a fiscal note, to my recollection, that we allowed out of this committee with very many general fund dollars. Senator Dunleavy.
Just, again, there may be a possibility. I don't know if we're probably too late, but on the $500,000 going to $490,000, I don't think it'd make much of an impact on some of the assessments outside or out in rural Alaska. But just going back to fiscal note number 1, I think it's important, and I want to get on the record that if you look at the second page in fiscal note number 1, the last sentence is very important. The last sentence was critical to the discussions that have actually in some respect have dragged on in trying to find mandates that we can remove from the school districts. And I'll just be very brief. What we do in the legislature, as well as to some extent with the federal government, is we come up with mandates, and some of those mandates are very good. This is an example of a mandate I think is as well needed as everyone said. But what we do is we say the cost will be borne on the backs of the school districts. And the concern that this year, which was different than last year, the $4 billion deficit and the fact that school districts are going to be cut millions of dollars to try and put together a program. My biggest concern, the concern of others that I had spoken with on this, was when you have a situation like this that is of such importance and in such magnitude that you just don't want to pass a law, but you want to make sure that you've got all the supports in that law to make sure that there's fidelity of implementation. That's the phrase that we use a lot as practitioners in education. In other words, you could have a law on the books, and the assumption by the public and others that support that law is going to be implemented exactly the way we think it's going to be implemented. But if you don't have the resources to do it, oftentimes it comes up short. And so the concern, again, when it says costs will reside within the school districts, they're going to have to find the resources within the school districts. Although, as a result of these conversations, there are groups that are coming forward to assist with that. I'm confident, certainly at this stage of the game, that the message is clear, and that we'll assist where we can with the school districts to make sure that when curriculum is identified, when the task force goes through the process, that the actual implementation is done in such a manner that it has the desired outcomes that we all expect. To just put it on paper, and I'm not saying that's what people wanted, but I'm saying something of this magnitude, you have to think all the way through from beginning to end when you want the end result. And so school districts are under stress because of the financial and fiscal issues that we have in the state of Alaska. We want to make sure that they do these things the right way. And again, that was the concern. That's why that in Senate Education, that Senator Gardner, myself, and others were working with the Department of Education school districts, or their representatives, to try and pull mandates off. And you'll see those mandates in the CS. So again, if you don't have the resources earmarked and put forward to implement mandates, oftentimes they fall short. And the concern was this mandate is so important, you don't want it falling short. You want to make sure school districts are not saying to themselves, saying to others, how do we do this? Where are the resources? And so, again, that was the purpose. And just thank you for allowing that explanation on the fiscal note number one.
Thank you, Senator Dunleavy. Are there further comments from committee members? Senator Machicki.
On the general bill, madam.
On the general bill.
Yes. I do ask that the sponsors of the bill, that folks whose heart is in this legislation for the kids of Alaska, go out in the communities and help them understand that Aaron's Law and Bree's Law are intact in their entirety in this bill. There are other items that are helpful to the cause, as we talked about some of the funding on the testing and other things. In the earlier version, there were some impediments to Aaron and Bree's Law implementation. Those have been removed. And I just think it's very important that the community understands that. I think it's very important that Alaskans understand that. We have made instruction to keep our kids safe a priority. And I want to express my appreciation for Chairwoman McKinnon for a compromise that keeps a lot of pieces in place that were important, but really has focused the priority on the delivery of that instruction in sexual assault, domestic violence in Alaska. I think it's a number one issue. I think it is the number one social issue in our state, and I appreciate keeping it on the forefront as a priority. Looking forward to the results, and I know there is a lot of commitment at this table for continuing to secure outside funding that will help keep the cost down to the state, hopefully eliminate the cost of the districts, and still deliver quality instruction to our kids. So thank you for all of your work, Madam Chair, and for the support of the committee.
Thank you. Any additional comments from committee members? Senator Dunleavy.
Just a just to concur with what the center has said, the only difference I would just change slightly is what was viewed as impediments by some was viewed by others as enhancements. However, through the conversation discussions, we came to the conclusion that some of the other things in the bill were potentially going to hold up the bill's passage. And I and others were not going to allow something this important to get derailed by some others that felt that some of the other issues in the bill were of such magnitude that they were willing to vote against the implementation of the bill. And so it's important to take note of that. But I agree with them. I just wouldn't use the term impediments. I'd use the word, I thought they were enhancements, and others had too, but they became a distraction to the bill.
Senator Dunleavy, I respect those comments, and Senator Michiki respects your comments too. I would just like to add that the purpose for me, specifically on the task force, is to try to not have those costs transferred to the districts and to provide that curriculum in a manner that teachers have easy access to, that parents have access to, so that you can see what the teachers are training and what their students are getting, so that we have transparency in how we're moving forward to try to eliminate domestic violence, sexual assault, dating violence, suicide prevention. I've added drug and alcohol abuse in here as a module that I hope people will consider. I believe there's training available. But the point is, there are some huge social issues that Alaska has a distasteful place of being first in for our nation, and we need to drive those numbers down. And everyone that I know cares about those issues and about our kids, and this is another step in the process. And I appreciate my committee support in trying to reach compromise. I appreciate the House members that have talked to me and participated, and I appreciate all the advocates who've come out and shared their stories that are heart-wrenching and certainly touch all of my committee members deeply. With that, Senator Kelly.
Madam Chairman.
Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I'd just like to go ahead and comment as a father of a daughter, and certainly the heart-rending stories that were there yesterday that we did craft this bill through.
Senator Dunleavy.
Sorry, I'm back, but just building off of what Senator Olson said, this obviously, this is not just for females. This is for males as well. Males are molested. Males are abused. This is a wee thing, and as I was thinking about this last night, and this is why the fidelity of implementation is critical, this unfortunate stuff starts when a child's an infant, just a couple months old, and goes on throughout life. So this is a people thing. You know, it's not a female thing or a male thing. abuse statistics would seem to indicate that females bear the brunt of this, but nonetheless, I think the trainings in both components, I think are going to have a positive outcome, and I think it's for everybody in all sexes, all ages, all groups. So.
Senator Dunleavy, thank you for that.
As a father of three daughters. No.
Senator Dunleavy, as a mother of two boys, I'm not sure what the real numbers are. Boys.
Madam Chair, I move the Senate CS for House Bill 44, Finance, version 29-LS0258/F, as amended from committee with forthcoming fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing and hearing none, the CS for the CS for House Bill number 44, Finance, as amended with forthcoming fiscal notes, moved from committee. Please stay and sign the conference committee. I'm not sure if a cross-sponsorship is available. We'll try to check with the sponsor to check that out. With that, Senate Finance is adjourned. If I could call the Senate Finance Committee back to order. I move to rescind my action to adjourn. Is there any objection to that recension? There is no objection. I move us into recess. Senate Finance is in recess.